It's cloudy and 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies this morning with any scattered showers or sprinkle activity to be ending. Skies should become mostly sunny and we'll have a high of 64. We picked up 32 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall overnight in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. There are no serious injuries reported following a rollover accident early this morning north of Shelby. According to dispatch reports, a vehicle driven by a Harlan woman rolled over near the intersection of 450th and Hackberry Road at around 12:30 a.m. No other details are currently available. A man from Nebraska was injured during a collision between his car and a semi Sunday evening in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says 23-year-old Nicholas A. Dedinsky of Omaha was traveling west in the left lane on Interstate 680 at around 7:15 p.m. when his 2009 Honda Accord hit the left rear side of a semi-tractor trailer that was headed west in the right lane. Following the collision, the car spun off the road and across the median before coming to rest in the left lane of I-680 eastbound. Dedinsky was able to move his vehicle onto the eastbound shoulder before authorities arrived. He was transported by Neola Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. The driver of the semi wasn't injured and the accident remained under investigation. Sheriff's officials in Adams County cited a Villisca man Sunday evening following an investigation into a rollover accident. 32-year-old John Dolph Carlton of Villisca was cited for failure to maintain control. After the pickup he was driving went out of control as it was traveling northbound on Chestnut Avenue, about one-half mile south of 150th Street. The truck slid into the right side ditch and came into contact with some small trees. The collision caused the truck to flip over onto the driver's side, causing minor damage to the vehicle. There were no injuries reported. No injuries were reported either after a semi and a pickup truck collided Sunday morning in Adair County. The State Patrol says a 2013 Kenworth semi, driven by 52-year-old Michael Shane Cordova of Harriman, Utah, was traveling north on Elk Avenue at around 11:08 a.m. when Cordova failed to stop at the intersection with 130th Street, or about 2 miles southeast of Adair. The rig struck a 1994 Ford F-150 pickup driven by 41-year-old Gary Vogel of Adair as Vogel was traveling west on 130th. After the pickup was hit on his left side, it ended up in the northwest ditch, while the semi ended up in the northeast ditch. Both drivers were cited for failure to wear their seat belts. In addition, Cordova was cited for failure to stop at a stop sign. Authorities said no injuries were reported following a rollover accident involving a straight truck Saturday morning southwest of Atlantic. The accident happened between 9 and 10 a.m. on Highway 6 near the intersection with Lansing Road. Atlantic Fire and Rescue responded to the scene to clean up a fuel spill that occurred when the truck tipped over. The Cass County Sheriff's Office and Atlantic Police also responded to the scene. There are no other details currently available. No injuries were reported when a trailer being pulled by a pickup began to sway, causing the vehicle to go out of control Saturday morning about a mile west of Red Oak. The sheriff's office said 37-year-old Joshua Morrison of Red Oak was driving a 2004 F-150 eastbound on Highway 34 from Evergreen Avenue at around 10:50 a.m. when the 2011 Sandpiper dump trailer he was hauling began to fishtail. When Morrison was unable to control the action, the truck entered the south ditch about one-half mile south of G Avenue. The trailer, owned by Corning Rental, jackknifed and hit the passenger side of the pickup, causing $2,500 damage. There were no citations issued. And the pilot of a helicopter that crashed last weekend in Pottawatomie County died in an Omaha hospital where he was being treated. An official with Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha told the Omaha World-Herald that 26-year-old Christopher Moore from Creston died Thursday. Moore was operating a crop-dusting helicopter over a bean field near Macedonia when it hit a power line on September the 6th and crashed. Trainer Fire Chief Russ McGuire had said Moore was out of the wreckage and conscious when paramedics arrived following the accident, and authorities thought at the time that his injuries weren't life-threatening. Funeral services for Chris Moore will be held tomorrow. In the funeral announcements, Kenneth Schaefer, age 79, from Erling, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Kenneth Schaefer will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Donald Johansson, age 86, of Avoca, died Thursday. Funeral services for Donald Johansson will be today at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Harold Sand, age 89, of rural Audubon, died Thursday. Funeral services for Harold Sand will be today at 11 o'clock at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Elsie Sheeter, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Elsie Sheeter will be today at 11 o'clock at the Guthrie Center Christian Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Phyllis Jones, age 85, of Atlantic, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Phyllis Jones will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Christian Silva, age 15, of Creston, died Thursday. Funeral services for Christian Silva will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Creston. Powers Funeral Home in Creston has arrangements. Rick Bocamp, age 50, of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Rick Bocamp will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Leona Peterson, age 94, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Services for Leona Peterson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Charlene Sanny, age 75, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Charlene Sanny are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you this morning by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.